Gesundsein neither needs nor enjoys an introduction. But I'd like to say a word about the uvda, the fact of listening to a Rosh Hashiva, and particularly to the Rosh Hashivas al Gesundsein. My own Rebbe, Rabbi Yitzchak Hutner, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, once explained the concept of Chayav Adam Lekabel Pnei Rabbi V'Regel, where the Gemara in Sukkah tells us that one is obligated to meet, to greet, to listen to, if possible, one's Rebbe on Yom Tov. There seem to be ample proofs that that's not a function of Limud HaTorah necessarily. It's not a function of listening to a Shir necessarily. But it has another interpretation. And he explained it in terms of what the Gemara says in the beginning of Avodah Zarah, which Rashi quotes with certain changes at the end of Parshas Kisavai, or in Rashi's terminology at the end of Kisavai, Rashi puts it a little bit differently, in Adam Oymid Aldas Rabbi Adar Boin Shnin. It takes 40 years to understand something that the Rebbe had said. And my own Rebbe Zatzal explained that what that means is that there is sometimes a cumulative effect of Divrei Torah from a great Rebbe, from a true Gadol, that is not apparent at the moment of listening. It simply has to be ascertained. It has to be accumulated over the years of one's own growth to the point that stands it many years later. That midah is called Amida Aldas HaRav. After a long time, one begins to appreciate and to understand. However, at the time of listening, one simply has to know that one is listening to a great person, to a great Gadol. One is listening to Torah, to a personification of Torah. And then over the years, that may slowly gel into the true understanding, into a crystallization of the truth that was spoken at the time. On Yom Tov, we simply go to the Rav to bask in his presence and to hope later on we will understand what was said. Last year at this time, we were privileged to listen to the Rosh Hashiva. It's interesting that there were consequences and ramifications of last year's Divrei Torah. Some liked it here, some didn't like it. The bottom line was that it had an effect that eventually became national and international, that awakened a dialogue, a discussion, and that had many, many ramifications in Torah, in the Olam HaTorah. I don't know if it was readily apparent at the moment, but because it came on Yom Tov, it had a special quality. It had the quality of Chayav Adam Lekabel Pnei Rabbo V'Regel. And we hope, and we pray together, Emir Tzashem, that over the years of listening to the Rosh Hashivas al Gesundsein, and Emir Tzashem of many decades to come, we will eventually reach the Madrega of Oymed Al Das Rabbi, of being unable to understand and appreciate the Rosh Hashivas' words. The Kovet Gadol, the Rosh Hashivas Shlita.
It's not a after the whole introduction of the Rabbi said that I don't like introductions, but on the Lang Tazel for the Raid, deepening introduction of a meal, most of it's done.
What? Privilege of my pulpit.
Uh-huh.
Privilege of my pulpit.
I just didn't hear.
And I think that,
yes.
The mechanics have set up over there.
Mechanics? I think you're doing it.
Shus Harav, Zog Gesundsein, and all the assembled guests. We'd like to say a few words here pertinent to the Moed, to the Regel, Chara Pesach, and pertinent to a mitzvah that begins upon this regel of Pesach. There's a mitzvah of Sfiras HaEmer that starts with the second evening of this Moed. It's a mitzvah that's discussed by the Rambam and at length by the Sefer HaChinuch, who gives us an understanding of what the Rambam in Meir Nevuchim had in mind. And at the same time, it gives us an appreciation for Pesach itself. Rather than lecture to you, I would prefer that we study together. Sorry we can't be sitting at a table together, and I have to stand here and you're sitting, but let us study together what the Rambam says, what the Chinuch says, and try to gain from it whatever we can that can be of importance to us throughout a lifetime. The Rambam in the Moire, when he speaks of the mitzvah, and usually we say when we talk about tamei mitzvahs, we say the re-mitzvah. And that's definitely a mistake. The reason for a mitzvah is the will of Hashem Yisborach. That's the reason. When we talk about tam ha-mitzvah, the taste of the mitzvah, that's in order to bring it closer to us, just as taste in food. Does one live from the taste? One would be a fool, so to speak. He lives from the nutrition of the food itself. So why does he want a good taste in it? Because where the taste is good, he likes to partake of that food. It brings it closer to him, but it doesn't increase the value of the nutrition. And so the Rishonim use this term, tamei ha-mitzvahs, the taste of mitzvahs, out of the recognition that the mitzvah is beyond the taste. The mitzvah is an expression of the will of Hashem Yisborach, that we should so act and so do. But they have always sought our Rishonim, and in Chazal we find it, they've always sought to bring it closer to us so that we should appreciate why Hashem Yisborach gives us these commands, these commandments, these mitzvahs. And what's more interesting is that the Chinuch uses another word, another term, not tamei ha-mitzvahs, but shoresh ha-mitzvah, the root of the mitzvah. Now that would seem to mean that this is the very reason for the mitzvah. That's the root. But when you begin thinking a little bit, you see that it's not so. Does the fruit grow forth from the roots of the tree, or does it grow from the ground wherein the tree is implanted? The roots, they take the nutrition from the ground and bring it to the tree for us to enjoy. These are the tamei ha-mitzvahs. They are the roots of the mitzvah. The mitzvah is grounded in the will of Hashem Yisborach, that and that alone. But whatever is of value in that mitzvah is brought to us through the root, through the tam, and we become closer to the mitzvah by our taste of it. And the more taste we get into it than to feel that it's beyond all taste. And we reach, when we are worthy of it, a stage in life where the command itself is so full of life that we need no roots and we need no tastes. That in itself gives us the value of the mitzvah. Chaim heim. It's a source of life to all of us. We live by Torah. Chaim heim lemotzeihem. Al tikre motzeihem, elo lemotzeihem. Torah is the source of life for all motzeihem bepeh, who study Torah and don't just mumble and rumble, but speak it out clearly, every word that they study. And through that method, Torah becomes the lifeblood of Klal Yisroel. That's Torah. And in that Torah, there are Taryag mitzvahs. And among the Taryag mitzvahs are the mitzvahs dealing with the Yomim Tovim, with Regolim, with Yom Kippur, with Rosh Hashanah. In those mitzvahs, there are contained worlds of living values that we should always be ready to take advantage of, to bring our lives closer to this, so that we should then feel what indeed is the life of a Torah Jew. And therefore, Chazal speak of Torah in the terms of Sama Dechaye, the, what would you say in the word Sam? Potion, that's it. A potion of life. Sama Dechaye. It's a good doctor. Sama Dechaye. The potion of life is Torah. You want to feel what life is? You want to really enjoy living? Chaparayin ashtigal Torah. Eat it. Devour it. Let it become part of your being. Und dann lebt man. Without that, it's all hui. Dreita kop. It's nigelebt. Mach Torah part of yourselves. Dann lebt man. So since we have now the Yom Tov of Pesach, one of the three regolim, when Jews in the good days when we had the Beis Hamikdash were obligated to be Oile Regel, to go from all over Eretz Yisroel to Yerushalayim, to the Mikdash Hashem, and there appear before Hashem Yisborach, leaving everything behind, never giving thought, gewalt, mit doch zu haben. I have to be there to take care of things. No, velo yachmeid ish es arzicho. Have no fears. If you are ready to undertake this trip, then you have the best guard in the world. You need no other security agency. Hashem Yisborach is there to take care of all your possessions. And you have no worries that by going to Yerushalayim, I'm going to lose it. Who knows when I come back home? Who knows what's going to happen during this time? Zainit kenar. Enjoy life. Go to Yerushalayim and see what it means to be in the presence of Hashem Yisborach in His Mikdash. That's all regolim. Pesach has its specific mitzvahs in addition to the regel. And the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer to count the 49 days until the day of Matan Torah, when Torah was given to us at Har Sinai, that also starts with Pesach. What's the connection between the two? So the Rambam tells us, and he was a master of brevity, he didn't deal with it at length. And in the Meir Nevuchim he says, Shvuos hu yom matan Torah. Shvuos is the day on which Torah was given to Klal Yisroel. Ulahagdil hayom hazu, in order to realize the importance and greatness of that day, nimnu hayomim min amoed harishon elov. Therefore, we have to count the days from the first of the yomim tevim, Pesach, which takes place in Chodesh Nisan, the first of the year. Count from Pesach to the day of Matan Torah. Why? Why count? When you get to it, you're going to have a Yom Tov. So why must you count from now until then? Kimi shemamtim boi ha-nemon shebe'oi avov, v'shehu meine ha-yoin v'gam ha-shois. When one expects a wonderful guest, a dear and devoted friend whom he hasn't seen, and he expects him. So how is that expectation expressed? He counts the days. He counts the hours. He counts the minutes. Because he's overwhelmed with love, waiting for this wonderful guest of his. So the Rambam says, is the way we approach Matan Torah, the day when Torah was given to us. There is no greater moment in the life of the Jew. Show that you feel that way. How? Count the days. Oi, oi, kengoni dalem. When, when? That's what Sfiras HaEmer signifies. V'zoisi siba Sfiras HaEmer miyoim tseisenu mimitzrayim ad yoim matan Torah. From the day that we were brought forth from Mitzrayim in the great Nisim of Hashem Yisborach until the day of Matan Torah, which was the 50th day, shuhu hoyo hakavona ve'atachlis biyitzioso, because that was the purpose of the entire going forth from Mitzrayim. All the Nisim of bringing us out of the Shibud were for one purpose, to reach the day of Kabbalah Satira. Ki Omri, as the Torah says, V'ovi Eschem Eloi. I will take you forth from the bondage of Egypt, but it's not ended with that. And I will bring you all unto me. It's one long process to look upon the Yom Tov merely from the angle of not having a paro forcing us to unbearable labor. So you'll have another paro. What's the difference whether his name is paro, or his name is Nebuchadnezzar, or his name is Hitler, or so many others? What's the difference? The purpose is not to be free from paro. But by going forth from Egypt, you will reach freedom in its highest degree. You will receive my Torah, says the Ribbono Shel Olam. You will find yourselves in my presence. What is greater? What is greater in the world of joy than to be found in the presence of Hashem Yisborach himself? That's Torah. Matan Torah means I feel that I'm in his presence and he's talking to me. Imagine. Imagine. Can we see him? Can we feel him? Can we touch him? And yet he is speaking to me. And I'm permitted to ask, Ribbono shel Olam, I don't understand it. I'd like you to go deeper into it with me. We say it through the Rebbe. We have teachers who teach us Torah. And when we say to the Rebbe, I don't quite understand. I have a question to ask. And he says, mein Kind, frag, ask the question. And he tries to explain to me. And it hits home. Oi, es wird mir lichtig in die Augen. Do you think that we were speaking to the Rebbe? We are speaking to the Ribbono shel Olam. And he answers through the Rebbe. That's the study of Torah. The Rebbe who thinks that he's the one who gives Torah to a Talmud. And the Talmud who thinks that it's the Rebbe who's imparting Torah to him. It's neither a Rebbe nor a Talmud. At best, it's a Balgaive. He teaches Torah. Kippeshena! Du lernst mit dem Kind Torah. The Ribbono shel Olam teaches him Torah. And you are the privileged one through whom the Ribbono shel Olam hands on his Torah to the individual who is being taught by you. So if we have a Yom Tov of freedom from Yetzias Mitzrayim, from the bondage of Mitzrayim, if it ends with that, it's without purpose. Doesn't mean a thing. It has a higher purpose. To bring you closer unto Hashem Yisborach. To bring you into His presence. So that you will stand and hear the voice of Hashem. You will become overwhelmed. And you will ask of the teacher we have appointed, of Moshe Rabbeinu, please, you tell us what it's all about. We can't fathom the words. We're overwhelmed. That was Matan Torah. Hashem spoke the Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu was merely the vehicle through him, through whom Hashem Yisborach spoke. These are the brief words of the Rambam. The Chinuch, who in every mitzvah of the Torah tells us not merely what the mitzvah is and all the dinim therein, but every time he wants us to get a taste of the mitzvah. So he explains to us the Shurish. All which is contained in Hashem Yisborach's Torah. What are the roots that bring it to us for us to be able to enjoy it? And when he speaks of these mitzvahs, of Sfiras HaEmer, he says, Mishoroshei HaMitzvah, among the roots, not that this is the only root, among the roots of this mitzvah are these roots that he will now discuss, al tzad ha-pshat, without going into great depth, tzad ha-pshat, ha-ivi ba-zeide rishini mi-given pshat, lefi shekoli koron shel Yisroel, the essence of Klal Yisroel, Einoi Ela HaTorah, is the Torah. Our very essence is Torah. To the extent that we are a Torah people, to that extent do we exist. To the extent that we don't realize it, so we don't exist. But we're not always wise enough to realize that we're not existing. ומפני התוירו נברו שמיים ואורץ. Torah was the reason for the creation of the entire cosmos, Shomayim v'oretz. U'chomeshe kosuv, and as it said in the Torah itself, im lo brisi yoimon v'laylo, hukoy shomayim v'oretz leisomti. If not for my covenant of Torah, by day and by night, all the laws of nature, heaven and earth, would not have been. V'hiho ikor ve'asibo, and the giving of Torah, which is the very essence of Klal Yisrael, is the essence and the reason shenigalu v'yotzu mimitzrayim, for the geula, for freedom from bondage. Kedei sheikablu atoiro v'sinai v'yikaimuho, so that they shall accept Torah at Sinai and observe it. See, there are a lot today that believe that Torah was given at Sinai. The Bible says so. Not Torah, but the Bible says so. What's that got to do with me? I don't have to observe anything. So therefore, the Chinuch says, Kadeshi Kabbis Sinai, the Kaimuo, and they shall observe what is within that Torah. Uchemoyshe ne Omar Hashem leMoyshe, as Hashem Yisborach said to Moshe, we all read this in the Torah. Vezele Chohois. And this shall be the proof to you, ki onoichi shlachticho, that it is I, the Ribbono shel Olam, the master of heaven and earth and all therein, that it is I who sent you. V'hitziach osohom mitzrayim, when you take out and bring forth the people of Klal Yisroel from Mitzrayim, what shall be the ois, the proof? You shall serve Hashem at this mountain, at Sinai. Uperush haposuk, what does the posuk mean? Kloimar. Huitziacho oisom mimitzrayim. You are bringing them forth from Egyptian bondage. Yielecho ois shall for you be a proof. Shetavdu nesoelikim. That this mountain will be the place where you should become the servants of Hashem Yisborach. Kloimar, shetekablu atoiro o ikor ha-godl, that's the great basic premise of life for the Jew. Shebishvil zehim nigolim, because of this, they are brought forth from bondage. And this is the greatest of goodness that can be brought for Klal Yisrael. You should remember these words. There are a lot of tevis in the world. Good things, takefal hidden. But tachlis hatoive, the greatest of all goodness for Klal Yisrael, is the giving and the acceptance of Torah. Inyan godol hu lahem, and this indeed is so great, yoseh min achelis me'avdus, much greater than freedom from bondage. Listen to these words. The fact that they will be worthy of receiving a Torah stands higher and far above being freed from bondage of Mitzrayim. V'lechein yaseh Hashem leMoshe, therefore Hashem found it necessary to set an ois, a sign and a proof, seisom me'avdus lekabolas haTorah. Why? Ki hatofel oisin oisei ois ikor. That which is second degree in importance is always the ois, the simen, for that which is the main thing. So Yetzias Mitzrayim is ois for Tavdunas Elohim al Ohor Hazeh. Give thought to these words. Although he says al tzad pshat, but it isn't as simple as ABC. Mit a vereintrachten in Teure. When you take it with all your being, then you gain from Teure. You begin to see the value of Teure. And your life becomes a different life. Volochein, Yase Hashem le Moshe ois, Seiso me avdus, ki ha tofeil, oisinoise ois le oilon eloikor. Umipnei kein, and because of this reason, ki hi koli koran shel Yisroel, that this is the very essence of Klal Yisroel, uvavuro nigalu, and because of receiving Torah, for the purpose of receiving Torah, therefore they were brought forth from bondage, v'olu l'chol agdulo sho'olu eleho, and this was the purpose of raising them to the heights of the greatness of Klal Yisroel, which was recognized by all peoples when they were brought forth from Mitzrayim. Nitztaveinu, therefore, Hashem Yisborah commanded us, Limnois mimochras yomtov shel Pesach, that from the second day of this yomtov, ad yom nesinas ha-teire, we should count the days. The Harois ben Afshenu, to express in the innermost feelings of our heart, ha-chefetz this great desire, el ayoyim anichbod, to this great and important day, hanichsof nelibeidu, that we are so desirous of. And listen to these wonderful words. Nichsof nelibeidu ke eved yishaf seil. Like the slave finds himself under the bondage of his master, and he makes him work under the burning sun, and this slave, Yishaf Tzeil, he longs without end for a bit of shade to be able to withstand the suffering of the burning sun. V'yimne tomid, and this slave will always count. Mosai yovoho eis hanichsof elof. When will that time come when I will live to see the tzeil, the shade that will protect me from the burning rays of the sun? Ki haminyan, because counting, Mare le Odom shows a person, ki kol yishoi v'chol heftsoi, his entire desire and hope is lehagia el azmanahu, to come to that blessed day. If not, why count? What's the big deal? But I want it so much. I can't live without it. So every moment is another moment closer to that wonderful day. That's what minyan signifies. V'zeh sh'anameinim lo omer, and the minyan that we count means kach v'chach yomim ovru min ha-minyan. You say ayoyim echod, ayoyim shnei yomim, which means what? There are a lot more than 2 days to wait. The 2 days have already gone by. We don't say we have so many and so many days until that great day will come, but we count the days that have already passed. Why is this so? Ki kol ze mare bonu. This indicates us the depth of this desire, lahagia el asman, to come to that hope for time, that hope for day. Every day that we come closer, we don't count there are now 48 days left, but we count there is one day gone by, so I feel I'm closer. That's the way I express my feeling of closeness to the ultimate day for which I go through all this counting. Don't ask, in Cain, after most of the time has already passed, why do we have to mention to the very end this amount of days have already gone past? Why shouldn't we then say we have another 3 days to wait? So he says, Lefi she'ein l'shanes matbea ha'chesbun be'emtzoi. Since when we start the counting, we understand why we count the day that has passed. And we don't talk about how much we still have to wait. But the fact is we've gone through one day already. So if we would, as we approach, and it becomes less time, if we would then start a different nusach in the minyan ayomim, so it wouldn't be proper. That's wonderful, wonderful. The nusach of the kiyum hamitzvah has to be the same nusach from beginning to end. Any change in performing the mitzvah loses then the value that we have put into it. Halavai, we would always understand how important it is to maintain in every mitzvah the nusach, the manner in which it has to be performed. Not seek shortcuts, but always fulfill it in the manner in which Torah and Chazal have dictated to us that this is the way you have to do it. It's not merely sufficient to perform a mitzvah, but the manner in which we perform mitzvahs is as important as the mitzvah itself. That indicates our feeling that the mitzvah is a mitzvah Hashem. It was ordained by Him. And it's not for us to make changes because there's less time now and we can shorten it up. No, don't do it that way. You get away from the very source of the mitzvah. Meili dikereid. V'im tishal, after hearing this explanation of Sfiras HaEmer, because of the importance of Kabbalah Satire, that this is the Iker of Klal Yisroel, this is our essence as a people, Kabbalah Satire. If this is so, in Cain, Lomo onu maschilim eisem imochras ha-shabbos v'loi miyem rishon. So why wait till the second day of Pesach? Why not immediately, with the advent of Pesach, begin to count the days to Kabbalah Satire? Pesach has already come. Oh, what's the whole purpose? The purpose is Matan Torah. So we should start at the Seder Pesach. We should start Sfiras HaEmer. I see Fregat Archinuch, Sakutje Scheile. Chosibal doesn't verreich, was ihr wohl gesagt of them. But let's see what he tells us. Hatshuvo. This is a lesson in Pesach. We are now in Pesach. So we're going to learn now what Pesach is. Hatshuvo, the answer to this is, Ki hayoyim harishoyim, the first day of Pesach, nisyachit, Kuloi was completely devoted to the purpose, Lahaskoras Hanes HaGodol, to the greatness of Yetziah Mishibud Mitzrayim. For who Yetziah Mitzrayim? What's the greatness of this? That we were freed from bondage? The bondage, the difficulties of bondage. All our life has been bondage. Sogdarchinu, Shibud Mitzrayim, the Yetziah is what is, Shehu Ois Umoifes, Bechidush Ha'olam. That was proof, not merely to us, but to all of mankind, that the world is the creation of a creator, and not of itself. You ask all the scientists, even today, not merely in times of the Greeks, ask them today, is there such a thing as a creator? And they'll laugh at you. So give out such a wonderful world that every year science comes up with new things and the wonders of creation. So how did it happen? Of itself, that's the answer. And it was always the same way. And Hashem Yisborach wanted to place into the Jew the overwhelming recognition that there is a creator, that it is not of itself. There is a Bayre Baruch Hu, and he has seen fit to create it. And in addition to that, Behashgochas Hashem al Bnei Ha'odom, that he did not merely create a world, but he is continually engaged in taking care of this world of his and all the individuals of this world. Hashgochas Ha'olam. That we forget not merely those who don't even think of a creator, but even we who think of the creator, and we are meaning that Hashem Yisborach created this world in which we live, but to continually keep in mind that not only did he create it, but he's a mashgiach. He guards over it. He watches over it. And every act of a human being comes under his guardianship. Do we mitzvahs? He sees it. Do we averes? He sees it. When one lives with that recognition, his entire life is a different life. When we live without that recognition, and it's very difficult to live with that recognition, so we're void from what Torah life means. Achazon Ish, a stipler in our days, Zichrem Livrocha, that's how they lived. Every moment was an indication that every act of mine is overseen by him, and he is interested in seeing to it that I live the proper way and not the improper way. It's his interest for our welfare that we live in such manner. When we feel this, when we are aware of this, our entire life takes on an entirely different picture. She's ananda lem, an entirely different picture. And this is something that we have to remember. Even the maminim who believe creation did not come of itself, like the fools want to tell us, but that there was a creator. Breshis boro Elohim es hashamayim v'esoretz. Hashem Yisborach created heaven and earth. Those of us who believe, but how many of us believe in Ashgochas Abere, al kol tzad v'shal, on every step that a person takes throughout his life, that it's watched, over, guarded by Hashem Yisborach. With that emune, we are worthy of saying that there shall be for us an olam habo. Without that emune, why an olam habo? What did he need an olam habo for? He created this world. Fine. Gendikt. Why a world beyond it? If there's no ashgoche, if individuals can live as they wish, they can turn right and turn left, and no one can dictate to them why and why and why. There's no purpose to an olam habo. And we, my meaning, we maintain that we are my meaning in an olam habo. Was darf man dem olam habo? What's it necessary? Ve'ein lono le'arev, and since this is the purpose of the first day of Pesach, does he say the Pesach, the first day of Pesach, to strengthen within us emunah v'ashem, that he is the Borei, but more than that, he is the Mashgiach from beginning to end. Strengthen within us emunah b'Hashem, that he is the Borei. But more than that, he is the Mashgiach from beginning to end. Then we begin to feel ein lonu le'arev b'simchosei, in the simche, in the joy of this first day of Pesach, we're not to mix into it, ulahaskir imei, and to mention together with it, shum in yonacher, any other concept whatsoever. We should be totally involved only in this concept alone. That's what Pesach signifies. If we observe the beginning of Pesach in that manner, if we have tried to feel it in the Sipur of the Agode, of the Igadot of the Vincho, if we tried to have a feeling for Maise Bereblezer, Reb Yeshua, for Tanoim, Mishubim Livnei Brak, gathered together, Be'esebe, on the night of Passover, Pesach, v'yemesaprim b'yitzias Mitzrayim kol oisa halaylo, an entire night given for this purpose, at shebo talmideim, until their talmidim, who weren't prepared to the depth of understanding that their rabbeim were engaged in hoyo mesaprim b'tzias Mitzrayim kol oisa alaylo. And they came and said, Rabbi Seinu, higiyaz man krishme shel shachris. There is a mitzvah of krishme. And since that mitzvah is now incumbent upon us, no longer can we afford to be engaged in the mitzvah of sipur yitzias Mitzrayim. How great indeed must that mitzvah, with the explanation of the Chinuch and of the Rambam in Meire, how great indeed must it be that they were so lost in this mitzvah that the Talmidim dem, sie sind gekommen der Frühmorgen, mir darf sie sagen Krishme. This is overwhelming. Overwhelming. It's not merely a story. This is a lesson teaching us what indeed is Yitzias Mitzrayim. How much is necessary on our part to invest ourselves with what the Yom Tov Pesach comes to teach us. To the extent that we use it properly, to that extent we are worthy to follow up on the 50th day Kabbalas HaTorah. When we give thought to these wonderful words, and again that the Chinuch says, Al Tzada Pshat, Osi Poshit Pshat, for years and years I've been sitting at the table, the Seder, and this Tzada Pshat I have yet to understand. It's so full of depth. It's so full of inspiration, that the longer we live, the more we feel in it. And the more we will feel, the more we'll desire to feel. We'll never get to the end of it. Torah is endless, every mitzvah. It's a mitzvah of Hashem Yisborach, who is endless, and so all his mitzvahs are endless. But it's our business to feel that it is so. To be engaged in the study of these mitzvahs, in the observance of a Seder Pesach, in such manner that we should become inspired to the endlessness of a mitzvah of Torah Hashem. We'll begin thinking along those lines. Maybe we can begin feeling what we say in the Davenant so many times. Shalom Rov, Lo'oi Havei Seirah Secho. Endless, endless peace. For whom? Oi Havei Seirah Secho. To those who love your Torah. Doesn't say loim de Torah secho. There can be two ways of learning Torah. Samit zvich darf ton, zvich ob lieb, zvich ob nit lieb, ich darf lernen. Then you don't get that sholem rov. You don't even begin to feel it. But if it's oi havei seirah secho, if the learning is a result of an unquenchable thirst. Oi, Tate, ich will doch dein Teure azei wissen. Gib mir zu verstehen. Give me the power of understanding what you have put into this Teure. Oi, avisere secho, sholem rov. They're never satiated. There's never enough. They can never say, I've got it all. There is no such thing as having it all. Rabbi Yochanan gave away a palace after a palace in order to be able to study Torah. Ilfe said to him, we're so impoverished, let's go out and try to make a living. So Rabbi Yochanan went with him. Then he came back. Zenit Famir. Ilfa didn't come back. When he came back, he found that Rabbi Yochanan was already the Nosi. Poverty! Who feels it? Those who feel that the good things in life are riches. But Rabbi Yochanan felt the good things in life are teure. Und für teure darf man sich mutschenen. Man darf sich martern. That great woman in Israel, Ishto Yishol Reb Akiva, the woman who was the wife of Reb Akiva, who was the daughter of a great rich man, Kalba Savua, and she picked this shepherd boy. She saw something in him. She said she wants to marry him. Her father disowned her. Them gutnisht, vos, men a pastor. She married him. She said to him, go forth and learn by the great Tanoim, by Reb Elezer. Become a Talmid, the disciple. And that will bring you that which a Jew should have. She lived in poverty beyond words. Reb Akiva, after 12 years, not having visited this dear wife, who gave all that she had, worked for her living alone, not as the daughter of a rich man, in order that her husband should study Torah. To take a 40-year-old Amoretz and make of him a Reb Akiva. After 12 years, he felt it's time to come home and at least visit such a wonderful wife. And as he approached the house, he was already on the step of the entrance. He heard someone was in the house talking to his wife and telling her, what kind of a husband have you chosen for himself? A butler who doesn't realize the needs of his wife. It's already 12 years and he hasn't come home to see you. And he heard his wife say, if he would listen to me, he would continue another 12 years. And Chazal tell us that Reb Akiva immediately turned back and remained another 12 years. And when he came back, after 24 years, he came back with 24,000 disciples. My Rebbe Zichrono Livracha, whom Hitler destroyed, once asked and pointed out to me, but gefault, where is Derech Eretz? Sei a Mensch, you hear such wonderful things from this devoted wife. Go in and say, Oi, mein Teierinke. Say hello to her, and then go back for the other 12 years. You know what he answered? Zweimal zwölf is nicht einmal 24. 2 times 12 is not 1 time 24. Had he gone in and stopped his study for a moment or two to tell his wife how he appreciated her goodness, and then gone back, it would have been a new 12 years. This way he turned back. It was a continuity of 24 years. After 24 years of endless toil in Torah, Reb Akiva comes back with 24,000 Talmidim. And naturally, the entire community came out to meet him. Talmidei Chachomim, Gdolim. And among them all was a woman who wanted to push her way through. Talmidim said, no, this is no place for you. Reb Akiva said, oh no, only for her. Mine and yours. All is hers. Were it not her devotion, under the most trying circumstances, there would be no Reb Akiva, and there would be no 24,000 Talmidim. There wouldn't be this great world of Torah. And when this happened, Kalb Shavua said he made a mistake. He didn't realize what could happen to a shepherd who devoted a life to the study of Torah, that he could become the leader of Klal Yisroel. This is what Torah study means. And this is what Sfiras HaOmer means in the days of Pesach, when we talk about the Nisim of the Borei Baruch Hu with the purpose of leading up to Torah. This is the Torah that we talk about. This is the Torah that we make reference to. There are a lot of people today who speak about Torah. That's a piece of terminology like many other things. It has nothing whatsoever in common with Torah Hashem. Torah is the devotion of a Bas Kalb Shavua, not to the riches of her father, but to the hope that her husband will become a Talmid Chochem. And when he followed his wife's advice, we are told in Ovos de Reb Noson a most interesting thing. On his way to the yeshiva of Reb Lezer HaGodol, he passed by a stream and he saw drops of water dripping onto a stone. And in the stone he noticed that a crevice had been created by the drops dropping into it. Endlessly, endlessly. So Rabbi Kiva said, if water, which is so soft, can create a hole in a rock, which is so hard, then Torah, which is so hard, can certainly create a hole in my heart, and it will become the heart of a Talmid Chochem. And that led him on to the yeshiva of Torah in Jewish life. We have a lot to think about in days and in periods when there's such a thing as going home for weekends. In other places, Lent Mishtark, so they go home once in 2 weeks. Gewalt in der Welt. Can anyone imagine today being in a yeshiva over 5 years, not seeing papa, mama, not seeing sisters, brothers, seeing only the Rabbeinu Shel Olam in his Torah? That's the way Torah used to be studied. And not merely by Europeans. American boys who went to Tells prior to the war were brought back by the war. For over 5 years, they did not come to visit. And they were so full of Simchas HaNefesh during the years spent in the yeshiva that I have no words to describe it to you. The Chag was Samachto B'Chagecho, because we were overwhelmed with the Simcha of Torah. All was Torah. We missed nothing. The conveniences of the sour pickle that used to be sucked on a Sunday when our parents used to take us out nearly 70 years ago on a Sunday to the park, and that was the delicacy. Azoyav that with nankeen cost all of a nickel in those days. In Europe, we didn't have it. We didn't have the sour pickles. We didn't have the sweets. We didn't have the sour. But we have that which is sweeter than sweet. Teure itself. Einmal 24 is niet zweimal 12. Toiling at it endlessly, that created hearts of Teure. That created individuals who lived by Teure, who saw Teure perspectives in all the problems of life, who were not overwhelmed by problems. Teure teaches how to approach all problems. And all that starts on the Yomtov of Pesach on the second night. After we have taken into ourselves the total emune that there is a creation with a creator, and this creator keeps guard over us, not one act, not one thought of a person is overlooked, and we shall have to give answer to that which is improper. When in this Yom Tov of Pesach we start with Sfiras HaEmer, leading us to Shavuos, to arouse in us the desire, Oy Givald, when will I get there? When will I stand at Har Sinai? Chazal tell us that all of us were there. Not only the Jews of the past, it's not merely a historical fact. All of us were standing there. So we have to feel that we were standing at Sinai, and we want to stand again. We're waiting for Shavuos. We're waiting for Matan Torah. And even though today there is no Mikdash, and when there is no Mikdash, there is no Matan Torah. So says the Medrash, and so mentions the Gaon Zichrona Livracha. But nevertheless, the only way to get back to the Mikdash, where there will be that Torah, is only by the toil that we put it into the study of Torah. So, my dear friends, let's make of this Yom Tov Pesach with the halachas that are and mitzvahs that are involved in it, that which has to be made of it. And then we will enjoy the simcha of being a Ben Yisroel beyond all words. Lomer dos ala der Leben. Bikorev, in Bias Mashiach Tzidkenu, Amen.